okay?
Yes.
Now I'll have to put you first on the list instead of me. Stay, Ben.
Why, because I went, wow!
No, you said, what are you doing? So you spoke first. And they'll have great...
Have you got your door keys?
Yep. They'll have great difficulty telling your voice and mine apart, won't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great.
No, you unlocked it.
Sorry?
You unlocked it.
Yes.
I had my key.
I thought it would help you.
Thank you. Yum. They certainly whiz through here, don't they?
Christine's not here.
No.
Oh, I haven't got the aerial up for all that. Oh no. I was trying to get the key out of the aerial and it wouldn't come out. Panic.
Yeah. And the car was approaching.
Made my flesh creep, I'll tell you, for a minute. I thought, help!
But
sorry.
That's
what
all right.
Are you doing? You can't see, surely.
I can write in the dark. I can't read it, but I can write in the dark. Yeah, it's a horrible place to get round. There's always that van parked on the corner.
Yeah. And it's blind because of all the bushes the other side.
Mm.
And you're always on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah.
Which doesn't help.
Did. Ooh, that was close. Whip round there a bit quick.
Didn't expect to find a trailer. Cool, the steering's a bit better now I've
firmed up the tyres.
Firmed up the tyres,
yeah.
Cool. It always feels very, well, not very, slightly different to drive after you've pump the tyres up when they've needed it, you know.
Yeah.
Because the front tyres tend to go down more because they're carrying more weight. They've got the engine.
Yeah, they're also pulled about more, aren't they?
Well, it's a front wheel drive car, so.
Yeah. Be before she says, Dad, we can put the radio on.
Yeah, let's get in front of him. Thank you.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
Come on in a minute.
Okay.
You've come to collect Charmaine and drop the bag.
Oh, look what?
They're all upstairs.
Oh.
Hello.
Why don't
I don't know. Hello.
Are you sure?
Yes, fine, thanks. Can't find your coat.
Yeah, I didn't know that, so I'm not worried. So you're driving down early. It's kind of you anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Probably see you in the morning, yeah?
Yeah. Soon. Okay. Bye bye then. Bye. How many were there?
Only
Charmaine.
Charmaine. And Amelia.
Oh, no, Becky.
No, Becky didn't have.
Oh.
And we watched Home Alone.
Oh, was it good?
Yes, it was brilliant. He had this trick and he had a blowtorch and he burnt. Had a blowtorch, Mum, and he opened the door and the blowtorch lit off something, I don't know what it was, and the blowtorch went off.
Oh, wow.
It burnt on the top of his head, and he hung a hot thing over the handle on the door, the front door, and so he put his hand on the handle, and there was a piece of skin, it was all burnt off.
Much lighter.
Is it?
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. You know that a lot of these big cars with really wide wheels?
Yeah.
They've got, some of them have got power assisted steering.
Yeah.
And if just blowing up the tyres means you have a tiny bit more tread on the road, and it is a tiny bit.
Uh-huh.
then if it makes this much difference,
yeah,
you know what I mean, I can see why with big wide wheels some cars would need it.
Power assisted steering, yeah. That must feel strange though.
Well no, because it still responds to you. You know.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a 40 mile an hour speed.
And he's just got caught behind a bike with no lights.
No, he's got lights but they're
flashing.
Flickery.
Oh no, that's...
They're supposed to be like that.
They're supposed to be, yes.
That's good actually, because I saw that from a long way off.
Yeah.
And I thought, what is it? I thought it was a... They are good.
Mm. Makes you notice them, doesn't it?
Yes, very much so.
If that had been a steady red light, it wouldn't be in anywhere near as
noticeable.
No.
Well, we were playing that murder in the dark. Amanda was the murderer. Charmaine thumped me. And you're supposed to sort of do that on their arm.
Yeah.
Just sort of hit them. And I fell down and everyone turned on the lights. And Amanda said, I did not kill her and I was the murderer. And Charmaine said, accidentally hit me, but she didn't. It felt like a fist. You don't accidentally.
Well, if it was dark and she couldn't see you, she might have put her arm out and hit you. It doesn't... What it feels like isn't always what it is, if you see what I mean.
You could see a little match. But not much. But it was... It wasn't like, It wasn't like a tap. It was a little thump. I don't know. We reckon it was me, though.
Uh-huh.
And she said she hit me with her elbow and it wasn't a fist.
Well, it might have been her elbow, Christine. You must have
it
been.
It was a fist. You could feel it was a fist.
All you could feel was that it was something bony. Now, be fair.
It's all right. I have to write that down or I'd never remember it. Especially with what comes next.
Yes. It's a lot.
It's a good idea, isn't it?
Yes.
Good idea to lock the car up. Okay.
It does help.
Right, I'll zap it. There we go. Hello.
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 Tony, alright, Benya?
Hello.
How are you?
Alright, thanks.
That's good then.
Alright.
You're in tonight.
Oh, we have to
pick
Christine
up. Oh, she'll cause any troubles again. Trouble.
Yeah.
She's here. I don't know. Mummy, you're causing trouble. Everybody alright going away?
Fine, thanks. I'm fine, thanks. Yeah. I'm going to be doing a course next week. Monday to Friday. I'm running a course.
Yeah.
So it's a 5-day course. So by Friday, I'll be on my knees.
Is it a stiff one?
Well, it's hard doing 5 days in a row like that. because you're talking and explaining things all the time, and in the no, that's right, and in the lunch hours and things, you don't really get a break because you're getting ready for the afternoon, so you don't really get any break at all. But on the day, yeah, it'd be good. I've done, I did it once before. It's in Nelson Street, and I did it. I've done it once on my own like this before.
I went to Sheffield. Okay. So I'm going to read.
well, but it's only very small at the moment, like the dry skin.
Yeah.
But I can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
And try to treat it again. It's going to go like that one.
Jackie,
isn't it? I've been treating that one since last August when we got more of them. I bought corn plasters on all the day because I put more on there and I put these
there. That's worse, isn't it?
She knows her temperature, she don't watch out.
You have to be careful.
So, I don't want to do it in the morning. I'm trying to bring that tomorrow and see if I can see one of the doctors.
That's the doctor.
I'm going to ask if I can see what is emergency
tomorrow.
Because it should have healed up by now.
Oh, yeah, all that time. Yeah. You're not putting anything right now.
So I don't know what alarm I would set if I was by the time you finish. But yeah, she won't get down there, don't she?
No, it's Terry, you might put a bloody great big sign up of a bus. Do you know what I mean? A red bus on the front if the lights on. Is it the same? The carol bus, I reckon.
And Yvonne got hers up.
Have
you no rewinds?
Yeah.
I expected she hadn't got as much as you. No, I've been no rewinds, and I said to me, well, I haven't got you, you know. She said, here we bloody go. I said, Don, if you can't get me one of the MRNA.
I
think we spent bad.
I said, Tony's not going to complain about my other set of Christmas tree lights now,
are you? Oh, yeah!
Are you feeling cornered, Tony?
No.
We don't put up a lot of decorations, but I like a really nice Christmas tree.
Yeah, that's nice.
We've got to have more than 100 lights on the tree, otherwise it's not properly lit.
No, and we had about 120 or 130.
Yeah.
Last year, one of the sets You want to go down there and tell us, but if you spend more than £50,
yeah,
you
don't pay the VAT.
But you haven't got
right.
They've got lots of
paper. Yeah. Have you got to have a
no,
card to get in?
No, Eddie has it in and it's open 7 days a week.
Where is it?
Do you know where it went? Go over to the swimming bath at Speedbus.
Not Sandwell swimming bath.
Sandwell swimming bath is one of the main routes. Why?
Yeah.
No. Do you know where you know where the go over to where the fire station is? Not the one down
Whitehall.
But you know where the the fire station is? You've got Speedwell ski bell back.
Ah, yeah.
Right. Then you've got the fire station.
That's right.
Next door.
Right on
down. No. Mother, next door to there was them London's coaches. Turn down that side there and it'll bring you to the swimming baths. Turn and go past the swimming baths and take your first right. And you're going more or less down to
where our board got married.
Green Bank. But as you go round, you will see a sign. Fancy Goods.
Yeah.
It's in
a big warehouse.
It's a big warehouse. You've got to follow the sign. Go round into the industrial estate. Turn left, your first left. And then right. Go right to the end. Now when you look at it,
there's
nothing.
Mm.
It's just the
wearer. But it's lovely inside.
But it is absolutely stacked. They do all electric appliances, television, videos, all your Christmas trimmings and decorations.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't got to spend £50.
All your Christmas. No. No, you can spend £8. They do all cutlery. A dinner set, there's nothing down there. Stacks of toys are rolled up and set nights, 40 nights for $2.95 today. They got the 20s there for
99 pence you've got to put them in the ATM jar. The Father Christmas card, Father Christmas card is for £1.29. They've got stacks of Christmas, they've got watches, they've got everything. I remember telling you, they've got tables, they've got everything for your kitchen. They've got stacks and stacks of toys. It's a great big...
Yes. And it's called Fancy Goods.
It's called Fancy Goods. Right. And they're open 10 to 5 on a Sunday. I don't.
But we'll find
it. It's in the back of the.
Yeah.
You can't mistake it. If you turn, if you go past the swimming bath, just past the swimming bath and the fort there on your right, you take that one. Following around a bit, this side, you will see like loads of cars, right? And you'll see a road going that way. It goes into an industrial estate.
In that other place,
and that's the road
you
want to take.
They must, yeah.
And those, I don't know whether you've ever seen, have you seen those trimmings? The and down, like, and you've got like Father Christmas in there. Oh, I know, they're 99 pounds. I got two, I bought four today, but they were 30 pence each over there. The same thing, even with the tax on, it still works out a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
They're 99 pence up even on top, and I paid 30 pence each for them today. You can buy a bag of six of the great big stars. They're only £3
at the
bottom.
Loads and loads of dinner sets. Ironing boards, ironing cloths, everything. Loads and loads of tools. In all. Screwdrivers, panel sets, everything. They got electric bars, the same electric rings there. It's an evil shop I got on when he's 57
pounds.
It's
32
in there today.
They got ornaments,
they got balls.
I took
ornaments over there. You know. And they got grandfather clocks and all over there. All over the deer guns, but they got everything. They got dollars for 50 pence. Anybody want them for kids, little kids, for starters?
Well, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah. And they're open 7 days a week, you say?
7 days a week. I've been over there myself this morning.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And they're open, but on a Sunday, yeah, on Saturdays, they're open, I think, till 5. They're open earlier.
Yeah.
They don't open on a Sunday to 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
All your Christmas paper
no.
over there, they've got mirrors.
Only now working during the week, it's really useful to have a place that's open on a Sunday.
They've got tights over there this week, they've got underpants, men's underpants in fancy boxes. I don't know the prices, I did not. They got the women's fancy knickers over there and all in presentation.
They got
all the soap boxes for men and women in presentation. Some of the ones I've asked that are £2 and £3, they're only a pound over there.
Yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
Good.
I'll find my way over and then
yeah,
you can come over
tape running.
Oh, you didn't?
I did. Oh, I have my tape running.
You have a good one there.
The thing is, I've got to list everybody in the order in which they spoke. Would you like to try that one?
No, thank you. Hello, Lorna.
It's all right.
Lorna? Lorna?
Do you know you're part of the national survey?
Why?
On the spoken word?
Why?
Because it's something I'm doing and I've just recorded all our conversation in there.
Oh my God. I'm surprised you didn't notice that. The microphone.
I've
got a little microphone up here.
That's all right then.
Good God.
All right?
Yeah.
Like,
have you got a record? What I recorded and just let them have the tapes and just keep a record of the time that I recorded it. And a little bit. I've just got to give the first names of the people that were talking. But it's not. It's all done anonymously and everything, you know, so there's no problem with that.
But you did tell him I got my neck scored.
No, I didn't.
Have a see what it's like.
Oh my god, that was stupid.
Oh, what was that?
That crazy fool went out there, didn't he? Shouting out the car.
That was nasty. Right. See you.
Okay.
Bye.
I knew there was someone there.
Oh, dear.
Cheerio.
Yeah, yesterday she was straining the boiling water off the potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And it splashed back and burnt all her neck.
Oh, no.
Joe. Yeah, she burnt on her neck. Well, that was a good time to have it on, Tony. You had a conversation on that one.
I certainly
tell you
did.
What, as well, the directions to that place will be on there as well.
Yeah
they will. The only thing is, I think I'd rather try and find out, now we know it's Fancy Goods, and look it up in the Thompson's local.
Find out the road.
And then find out the address. And then we'll find our own way down there.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That place is worse than yours, Christine.
No, there was posters all over the walls, and then there was a scummy in that head.
No, we just picked up Christine from her friend's house, and I had sort of half a dozen people on there to sort of note down. Somebody I'd never seen before said hello, and
that was Shine's granddad.
Yeah.
Got some in there tonight then, Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I wanted, not being mean, I wanted to get Lorna because she's a classic example of the Bristolian accent.
Yeah.
And I even noticed that she was coming out with the these and thous.
And that's what they want. They want dialects and accents as well as.
Yeah.
And if you tell somebody, you know, it immediately stops them.
Yeah.
They start talking what they think is properly.
The note says sort of, don't tell people until after, unless they ask you directly what they're doing. And
I wonder our tone went to sit down, which you don't usually do.
I hope you didn't mind, Mum. You didn't keep us very long, but it was. And when she got worked up about that Fancy Goods place,
it was really
coming out.
Surprising though, because normally a place like that you need a car.
Yeah.
Thing is, I suppose they rely on word of mouth.
Yeah. They must do. Well, they keep their prices down because they don't spend a lot on advertising.
That's right. How's Windy?
All right.
Oh, he's still.
Still with us at the
moment. Still captive, is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
dear.
Seems so funny having a
Houdini dog.
Seems so funny having a tall dog after always having little short dogs.
Yeah.
And he's all legs.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Mm.
It's odd though, you get used to them.
Yeah. He really is all legs. He's such a tiny little tummy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big chested where their lungs are for running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nothing but miles of legs.
Yeah.
I must admit, a Whippet was the dog that I originally wanted.
He's very timid.
Yeah.
Mm.
But the trouble is,
if
you're the only one in the house, he follows you. And you're looking for him, and every time you're moving around, he's moving around behind you, so you can't find him. I thought that would have been, where the hell is he gone? And he was immediately behind me.
He
turns around, so I couldn't find him.
You need to take your hand off and put it back in place.
He keeps really close up to you when he's following you.
Mm.
Aww. No, I reckon they're lovely. I really do with it.
It's got a lovely little face on it.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm so used to a small dog, he seems funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got used to Wendy's, and people say all whippets are not cuddly, but they're just as cuddly. You know, you get used to picking them up.
And you put one paw on the settee like that, and I said, "No, Wendy," and he went. He put his paw down.
Aww.
Of course, when he gets over the timidness, he'll probably get up to more mischief.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, if he's 6 months old, you'll have to watch him chewing as well.
Yeah.
Because he'll be losing teeth.
Yeah.
And he'll chew. Only caught Ben chewing once. Ben was 8 months old when we had him. He was a bit older.
Yeah.
And I thought, he's quiet. And it was about a week after we had... No, twice. And once we had... It was before we had all our carpet down in the hall. We had a rug at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
And he was chewing the corner of this rug, and it was all soggy and horrible.
Yeah.
And another time he went quiet, and he was in the front room. And when I went in, he was chewing the leg of the settee.
Yeah.
And that's wooden. And there's still the teeth marks on it now. Yeah. We can't get rid of them.
I bet our Iris and our Lorna had a laugh about that when they went back in.
Oh, yeah.
Looking your way, was he?
No.
Oh yeah, I think you put these in your pocket somewhere. Yeah. I don't really. And when I went to go to work, I pulled my gloves, but I thought out of the pocket and was going to put them on. And I thought,
turn the heating down just a bit.
Yeah.
Different colour, see, mine was black.
It's all new.
There you go, Jack.
Anything is there a menace here? In the summer, when the traffic lights are changing, the trees are growing over the ones this side.
Yeah, you've got awful jumps.
And all you can see is the red at the top on the other side because the wall's in the way. So if it's green, it just looks as if nothing's lit, which is a bit of a nuisance.
Mm. It's got lots of lights on this one. Saw it when I was coming.
They always seem to do a lot just here, this little shop. Lovely. It's only a sort of a hi-fi electrical goods place.
Yeah.
It's only a little shop, and yet it always seems to have lovely decorations.
Tony, you know you're prepping Monday and Tuesday?
When?
Sorry?
I'm in class all week, this week.
Yeah, no. Is it the week after you're prepping?
The week after, I'm prepping Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
You need the Monday
to prep. I tell you what, I've just had a thought.
Yeah.
I won't be able to because Jack will be at work on double shift.
Oh, yeah.
So, I've got to stay with the dogs until he comes home from work.
Yeah.
Because they advise you not to leave them on their own for too long.
Yeah.
For the first fortnight, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would only be able to go over on a Sunday or something like that.
Yeah.
Mummy, you know we're doing our Christmas cabaret? I told you about it?
Yeah.
We've got an interview after school Wednesday.
Well, that's fine, but you'll have to...
Is it straight after school?
Yeah.
Right.
We'll have to let Grandma know then.
Yeah, but will I be allowed to protect it in the dark?
Well, you'll have to.
I'll walk with Grandma.
Well, make sure you walk with somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Don't walk on your own.
finish school?
Half past three.
25.
Fridays, we finish.
Half past three.
So if they kept you on half past three, that would be 4 o'clock.
And it'll be dark by four.
Yeah. Normally I get home about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's just starting to get dark. But by the time it's just starting to get dark, it'll be grandma's room.
So it'll be just starting to get dark when you leave there.
Yeah. Well, as long as I can walk with Manda. If I can't walk with Manda, then what do I do?
Then you don't stay.
Make
you're
sure
not
Amanda
staying
stays.
In the dark.
If Manda's not staying, then you won't be able to stay.
Bye. It looks like they've had some people going into the park lately.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Good grief.
People overshooting that bend.
There was an accident up by the Flying Fox, is it? Up end of the airport road there, up that way.
Oh.
Some motorway police chasing a car. Evidently he went into the bollard.
Car off. They said he was lying in the roads. Oh. That was early this morning.
Yeah.
Mm. We saw a brilliant light for a cyclist, didn't we?
Oh yeah, coming back up.
Yeah, coming up to Anti-Irises. It had a steady red light.
Yeah.
But it was in two halves, and the layer in the middle was a red light that was moving backwards and forwards.
Oh.
And we saw it miles down the road, whereas if it had been just an ordinary steady light, we wouldn't have noticed it as much.
Because it was moving.